You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Conducting Conversations. We are pleased to have back with us once again a man that has been here on several occasions, actually. His name is Mark Morin. He is the Public Relations and Director of Marketing at FBP, yeah. Formerly known as Festival Ballet Providence, right?
Well, not. It is. We're still Festival Ballet Providence, formerly Festival Ballet.
Okay.
The addition of Providence to the title is.
But I know the initials are now important.
The initials are important because hopefully we want to be known by that acronym, the way that ABT, American Ballet Theater, is known.
Right, or like PPAC, or VMA,
exactly.
or any of those places. All right, well, exactly. Mark is here with us once again. He's a veteran of Conducting Conversations, I guess you could say. This is probably your fourth or fifth show.
Fourth or fifth show, and it's going to be the last show for this season, and I'm pleased to say that after all the previous visits, this is the first visit in which I actually didn't pass the building one time and have to backtrack and come back to it. I actually made it here on my first try.
It's hard to find the executive towers of the WCRI Broadcast Center here in beautiful downtown Exeter if you just have your eyes on the road. But we're about a 30-story building here, so it's, well, maybe it's a two-story building, but you found your way. That's the important thing.
I found my way.
And it's great to be here to report that a successful season has taken place with Festival Ballet Providence. All these great productions you had, keeping us up to date on those things. And we have really just one more big event, right?
Yep, this is the final performance of our 31st season.
31 years, amazing. And this is kind of an unusual thing, this performance that you have coming up, because it's not a well-known ballet like Nutcracker or something like that. So tell us about
this. It's not a story ballet. And every once in a while we do a mixed repertoire such as this. And this particular piece is going to feature three different ballets, three short ballets. And the ballets, as it turns out, is going to have a choreographer that represents three of the last centuries. We're going to have a 19th century piece, Paquita, by Marius Petipa.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to also have a 20th century piece by George Balanchine, Donizetti Variations. And then we're going to have a 21st century choreographer, Viktor Plotnikov, and he's going to be staging another world premiere for us here in Providence.
Wow, another world premiere performance. Not only a world premiere performance, but some of the music also is.
Yeah, the music itself is also, we're about 2 weeks away from hitting the stage, and the music itself for this particular ballet was commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
So Plotnikov commissioned Lucas Vidal from Boston. He graduated from the Berklee College of Music, and actually he's already got himself a pretty well-renowned music career. He's done a lot of work in movies. He was the youngest composer to compose a full-scale score for a feature film.
Wow.
So Plotnikov has commissioned him to do the music for his world premiere ballet, which still to this point doesn't have a name yet either.
All right.
So by the time he gets into our studios with the music in hand and with the choreography in his head, the dancers will have about 2 weeks to learn it.
Well, that's great. It'll be fresh anyway, as I say.
Absolutely.
But this is going to be at VMA.
VMA.
At the Veterans Memorial Arts and Cultural Center up near the State House. And we'll give you more details about that. But let's get to some music. And the music that we're going to listen to is just pieces here and there, correct? Of some of the things you might hear on that night.
Yeah, I mean, again, these are no... Paquita is actually it is a full-length ballet. It's about a It's about in its entirety, it's about 3 hours long, but we've chosen to take perhaps the most entertaining half an hour of that production. So we're going to be doing in our performance called The Power of Three in April. We're going to be just taking a 27 or 20 minute excerpt from that ballet.
Okay. And what's this first piece of music we're going to start? Is not actually from that play, but from...
It's the Donizetti Variations.
Donizetti Variations. We'll listen to a few minutes of that and be back with more of Festival Ballet Providence. So beautiful music that will be performed at VMA, and tell us about the dates, the times, and so forth.
This is a VMA Arts and Cultural Center in Providence, Rhode Island, located right across from the State House. I don't know if we mentioned it or not, but the actual title of the program is going to be called The Power of Three, because there are going to be three different pieces, three different choreographers. And that opens Friday, April 24th at 7:30, and it will be repeated again Saturday evening, April 25th at 7:30, and then again Sunday afternoon, April 26th at 2:30.
All right, great. And for those of you that haven't had the opportunity to get to VMA yet, we should probably throw in it's a great place to watch a ballet and listen to the music. And it's one of those places just like, let's build the perfect venue for ballet, and they built VMA. There's not a bad seat in the house, and it's not too big. Like some of the places that you might see in other parts of the country.
Exactly.
And it's certainly not small. There's almost 2,000 people in there, so it's a perfect venue for it, and it's all been refurbished with new seats and all the accommodations you would want in a great theater. So check out VMA, and if you go there, here's something we can have them do. We can have anyone that's listening today ask for Steve Hobble, who's the general manager, and say that Mike and Mark said it was okay to have better seats, and see if that works out. See if they get a hold of
Steve. Steve would love that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Steve's actually very hands-on direct manager over there.
We're actually kidding, because Steve and his staff over there is doing a great job of at the VMA. But
they've been tremendous supporters of the ballet and also of the Philharmonic, who also right. calls VMA home as well.
And all the other groups that go along, and mostly nonprofit groups that have their performances there, mm-hmm. so that's great. And we're going to go to another piece of music now, and we'll stay with the same vein, I guess you will. And Mark brought a CD with him with lots of different cuts of this. So tell us what the beginning of the CD is really in that same play, right? The same ballet?
Yeah. I mean, again, we're sticking with the music from the Donizetti Variations, which was actually a piece that was a part of a program by George Balanchine when he was over with the New York City Ballet. And mm-hmm. there was actually a piece that was part of a 1960 production called A Salute to Italy, and the Donizetti Variations was actually part of this program, which celebrates and commemorates the 100th anniversary of Italy's unification, which all these different states of the Italian peninsula actually came together to form the country of Italy as we now know it today. So this, again, Donizetti Variations, named after the composer Donizetti, very famous Italian composer, mm-hmm. and that Balanchine provided the choreography for Donizetti Variations, which is, again, to celebrate the anniversary of Italy's becoming a country.
All right, we'll give that a listen right now.
Thank you.
So this is a great opportunity for all our Italian-American friends to come out and be part of a great tradition.
Absolutely. And again, as I mentioned, the Donizetti was a part of a program, the Balanchine, called the Salute to Italy. And one of the reasons he chose this piece specifically is because a lot of the program was a little, not dark, but a little heavier in mm-hmm. material. And he chose the Donizetti variations because he wanted to add what he referred to as a cheerful and a sunny piece to kind of lift up the program a little bit. So it just made perfect sense. And the Donizetti variations fit the bill very well as far in those regards.
All right. We have time for one more piece before we take a break. We'll listen to that now and then be back with more of Conducting Conversations and Festival Ballet Providence. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We're back once again and talking with Mark Morin of Festival Ballet Providence about the upcoming event, which is called Power of Three, going to be at VMA Auditorium in a few weeks. And Mark, if let me ask you a question. As just somebody that might be interested in putting on a ballet, I could just go and get this music and put on a ballet. Is that how it works?
With some, yes. It is as simple as that. But with something like when you want to do a Balanchine piece, you actually have to petition what is called the Balanchine Trust. They are headquartered out in New York City. You have to petition the trust, which owns all these balancing pieces, for permission to perform a balancing ballet.
So then that's not going to give it to Mike and the guys to put it on, right? Probably.
Probably not. They would definitely have to see a sample of your work, but I'm guessing, I don't know, it could be tough.
All right. So in other words, it is a process that you have to go through as an organized
Absolutely.
Ballet company to get permission to do this music.
You have to, number one, not necessarily the music, but the choreography.
Right.
And then once you get permission to do the ballet, then they send down a representative from the trust to come down and choreograph the ballet, to a repertoire, to come down and choreograph and set the ballet just as Balanchine himself had originally choreographed it.
So unlike if you were a theater company and you wanted to put on Oklahoma, let's say, you could kind of just buy the script and do your own version of Oklahoma.
Artistic license, yeah. Yes.
Right.
No such thing as artistic license with Balanchine. It has to be done exactly as he had, as
he had intended.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is the second or third time, I believe, that we've actually done a Balanchine piece, that we've dealt with the trust. And the woman came down from the trust, Victoria Simone, who was actually one of the first dancers that Balanchine himself had handpicked to become one of his repertoires.
Mm-hmm.
She actually starred as a candy cane in his original production of The Nutcracker.
Really?
And he picked her out of the cast because he was impressed with how quickly she had learned the choreography herself. So
right.
She's one of the first people that he handpicked to be one of his repertoires, to go around the country, to go around the world, staging his ballets.
Sure.
So Victoria Simon, she spent about a week here in Providence working with the dancers, and I got a chance to watch some of the rehearsals, and I can tell you that this is an incredible ballet. It's a ballet that's going to require the dancers to not only rely on their physical stamina, but it's also a very technically demanding ballet, as all Balanchine ballets are, very, very detail-oriented. There's a lot going on. And everybody is always doing something. And again, it's a pretty impressive piece.
Okay. Well, we have an opportunity to listen to some more music now from the ballet that you'll be hearing. So we'll do that and come back with some more in a moment. Mark, beautiful music that I'm sure will make a beautiful presentation. And I'm thinking about the dancers that are going to be involved in something like this. And I know that Festival Ballet Providence has its own company of dancers. And sure. You're not bringing in any outsiders for this. This is all in-house, right?
All in-house, yeah. Over the last several seasons, you know, in the past we did hire out dancers to do some of the lead roles, but the last 4 or 5 years, all the roles, lead roles, have been performed by Festival Ballet Providence dancers, and this performance is no exception. Some of the performances we go with split casts, but because of the nature of this program, the only difference being is we may, for each of these particular pieces may just be going with one cast. That will be the same cast performing the ballets over the course of the weekend.
Of three performances. Yeah. Now, because of the nature of this, as a layman, of someone that's not certainly used to a lot of the ballet terminology, would we be safe in saying this Power of Three is almost like three mini ballets?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Okay. Each of them average in length about 30 minutes apiece.
Okay, so there'll be an intermission after the first one.
There'll be two intermissions,
yeah. And then a second one and another intermission.
Two intermissions total.
So let's listen to another piece of music, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Mark, before this last piece of music, we talked about how this is your last big production of the season. However, the building itself and on Hope Street keeps very active, correct? Right.
Absolutely.
Through the summer.
The building remains very active. Even though the company, they're officially, after the Sunday performance, all the dancers are officially unemployed, there is still plenty of activity that goes on at the studio. We have our summer dance classes, our summer dance camps. And we also have our Summer Dance Intensive, which is a four-week program of very intense ballet training. And this is a geared towards more towards people, younger dancers who are considering a career in dance. And again, this is a very intensive program. And this summer, we're proud to announce that John Gardner and Amanda Mercuro, both former principal dancers with ABT and also husband and wife, mm-hmm. We'll be coming down to Providence for a week during this summer intensive to teach classes for a week. And they love coming to Providence. They love Festival Ballet, and they've been a great draw for us as far as the school is concerned as well.
Great. And if people would like information about how to find out about that, they can go online or call or
call.
Both.
Go online at festivalballet.com, or they can also call the studio at 353-1129.
All right, great. Let's listen to one piece more piece of music before we take a break, and then we'll be back with more of Festival Ballet Providence. People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are talking with Mark Morin of Festival Ballet Providence about their upcoming performance in just a couple weeks of Power of Three. And been listening to some wonderful music, and now we're going to kind of change tracks a little bit and talk about some other music they might be hearing in that little mini-series that's going to happen.
We're going to be switching now and going to music from Marius Petipa's Paquita. And Petipa is the renowned French choreographer, but Paquita is actually a piece, I guess you would say, of Spanish origin. It's the very familiar Spanish style of dance. It's very fiery, full of attitude, bravado. Mm-hmm. It's a slightly different style of dance. The hand gestures, the head gestures, it just represents the very proud Spanish heritage.
And, now, in the series that day, when the audience goes, will this be like the first or second or third act?
The order of the pieces has not yet been determined.
Oh, so it's a surprise, right?
It's a surprise.
All right, then we'll have to find out. We have a rather lengthy piece of music to listen to here. Do we want to get right to that? Because it's about 8 minutes long, so we want to make sure we get that in. You want to go to that now, or you have some other information on it?
The music was... It's composed by Dominguez. It was commissioned specifically for this ballet, and you'll hear from the music. It is in a very familiar Spanish style. It's very fiery. It's very romantic, sensual, and the dancing is going to be very representative of the music and the specific style, okay. Spanish style.
Sounds great. We'll give that a listen. As I mentioned, it's a little bit lengthier than the normal pieces we play. But we'll listen to about 8 minutes of that and then be back with more to wrap up Conducting Conversations. Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful performance. Let's just review the dates and times again.
Opens Friday night, April 24th, 7:30, and it will be repeated Saturday evening, April 25th at 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon, April 26th at 2:30.
All at VMA, Arts and Cultural Center.
Yes.
Right, and, in beautiful downtown Providence, up on the hill.
Up on the hill near the State House. And tickets can be purchased by calling very familiar 421-ARTS.
Right. If you're listening out of state, it's area code 401-421-ARTS, and that will get you tickets, and that's a great box office staff that'll take good care of you there. We have one portion of the ballet, the three ballets, that we didn't talk about. What is that?
Well, we touched upon it briefly in the opening, but again, this is three ballets, and the third ballet that we really haven't talked much about is the world premiere by Viktor Plotnikov. And Viktor has been working with us now for several years. He comes to us by way of Boston Ballet, where he was a principal dancer for a number of years, and he began choreographing pieces up there for Boston Ballet too, and for the school up at Boston Ballet. And then he came, he traveled, south to Providence, and he started choreographing pieces here at us for Festival Ballet. And a lot of his pieces have gone on to receive not only national but international acclaim. And a lot of the pieces that he choreographed here first in Providence, he has taken on the road and he's performed throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And they have been very well received. So he is back here in Providence to choreograph for us yet another world premiere that to this point, with a little over 2 weeks ago, is yet to be named.
Okay.
So the name is going to be a surprise.
Well, it sounds all very exciting and great for our audience here to be able to be part of a world premiere. And just wish you all the best with Festival Ballet, and congratulations on another artistically successful season, at least.
Yes.
I know finances have been
a
little difficult for everybody this year, but at least 31 years under the belt and still going strong, and wish you guys all the best success during the summer in those summer programs, and have a lot of great opportunity for next year for our season coming up, season 32. And
sure.
Hope to talk to you at that time. We have tickets to give away. Mark has brought
Absolutely.
Tickets to give away. So if you would like to win tickets to this performance of The Power of Three, all you have to do is email us here at the station. And you can do that by emailing to WCRI@classical959.com. Just say you'd like Power of Three tickets. We'll take all of those emails, throw them into a hat, and see who the winner is. And then we'll notify you, and you might be the lucky winner.
Good luck.
So, all right. Thanks, Mark. And we are going to go out listening to some more music and listen to it as much as time will allow. And thanks once again for being our guest on Conducting Conversations. Always great to have you here, Mark.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. See you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.